This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So glad to have you guys today. So this is interesting. I was telling you guys earlier that I was looking at this piece of chocolate in Colorado, and oh, this looks so delicious. Well, Colorado apparently has been dealing with some cases of confusion. And with these cases of confusion, unfortunately, what ends up happening is people that are not supposed to be eating chocolate that have marijuana in them are unwittingly eating chocolate with marijuana. So at that point, they need to change things up a little bit. So, a requirement that edible marijuana products come with diamond-shaped stamp. And I'm looking at this diamond-shaped stamp. It's a diamond with THC on it for the tetrahydrocannabinol. So the requirement now is that these edible marijuana products have to have a diamond-shaped stamp with the letters THC, not just on the packaging, but actually on the brownies, the candies, and the edibles themselves, which makes sense. Because when you open something up, and then let's say, you know, you start to break up the pieces, how do the kids know? So, and I guess the rule is referencing marijuana's psychoactive ingredient, and it was added after complaints for the treats took too much for their non-intoxicating counterparts. So it is, I guess, the first such requirement in any legal weed state. Yeah, it's so interesting. Colorado. Colorado's Rockies. It's got, you know, snow. It's got the Colorado River. I live in Nevada. And so we're very grateful for the Colorado River because that's where we get our water from. And, you know, I kind of think it's odd that whenever we talk about Colorado over the last few years, it has to do with marijuana. You know, there's so much more to Colorado. And, you know, whenever you see Colorado in the news, I mean, God willing, I mean, after the Aurora, Colorado shooting, I mean, we don't want any bad news. You know, trust me, we don't want to ever have to bring up Colorado if we're talking about a bad. But, you know, nobody talks about skiing. Nobody talks about, everybody talks about, when they talk about Colorado, they talk about marijuana. Anyway, Colorado's new universal symbol for foods that contain marijuana is designed to give these treats a certain distinct look, according to Fox News, after they're out of the packaging, in the packaging or after. So a pot cookie being passed around a high school cafeteria will no longer look so innocent, which is another issue. If people are trying to smuggle this in and not let the teacher see or the hall monitor see, it's going to have that marking. Now, somebody could say, Dahlia, you know chocolate. You could very easily scrape away the marking on the chocolate. I would do it with my teeth. I mean, I would be diving into that chocolate so fast. Yeah, that's another thing. If there was a cookie or a brownie circulating around, if it's by me, I'm not going to be sitting there circulating around. I'm going to be eating it. But anyway, so I don't think the designation is really going to do much in terms of, you know, hiding it from teachers, etc. But I do like the idea of you teaching the kids what you can't eat, what you can't put in your mouth. And so marijuana edible demarcation, I think it's good. So the stamping requirement comes in addition to exhaustive labeling and packaging rules that also includes child-proof zippers, lids, along with warnings that the product should be kept away from children and not eaten before driving or while pregnant or nursing. Well, you know, that's another thing. Let's say somebody has a party. See, whenever we have a party, we go to like Costco or Sam's Club. And then we put out all these cookies and all this food, but we pretend it's not from Sam's Club or Costco. We pretend like we cooked it or we baked it or went to a very fancy bakery. And, you know, the thing is if you have gone to enough parties and barbecues and football get-togethers as I have, I know what a Sam's Club cookie tastes like. I know what a Costco cake, it's really, they're yummy. But you know, you know Costco meatball, you know. So I, no sense hiding. But somebody may buy a bunch of stuff, go, you know what, we're going to make this party really, really fun. We want people to think this is the best party ever, so we're going to put these brownies out, we're going to put these cookies out. So I think that's good. Alright, so they say here, we want to ensure that people genuinely know the difference between a Duncan Hines brownie. Oh, that sounds good. And a marijuana brownie just by looking at it. That's State Representative Jonathan Singer, a Democrat who sponsored the law requiring stamped edibles. They say there are no numbers in Colorado or any marijuana state on how many children or adults accidentally eat pot. See, that's the other thing, too. If people aren't reporting it, then, you know, how do you know? They say a 2016 study tracing admissions at Children's Hospital Colorado, just outside Denver, found that more kids were treated for accidental pot ingestion after legalization. It went from a 1.2 to a 2.3 per 100,000 population, so it doubled even though it was still small. But remember, a lot of parents may be so afraid that they're going to get Child Protective Services on there, you know, coming out for a visit, that they may not ever reported. They may say, you know what, pot's not going to kill him. Let's just let him, you know, deal with the high and drink a lot of fluids. And you know, that's kind of dangerous. I'm really hoping that in these states, they actually are teaching parents and teaching in the schools, you know, what to do if you do have a marijuana ingestion. But, you know, because I'm sure there's a lot of parents afraid to, report this. So, marijuana ingestions right now are rare, but one hospital reported 81 children treated for accidental pot ingestion between 2009 and 2015 because of poor child supervision and product storage. So parents are right to think that, you know, they could be in trouble. I mean, look what's going on now with Brad Pitt. I guess Child Protective Services may be visiting him because of Angelina Jolie reports of his drinking and marijuana, etc. So even if marijuana is legalized in the state, that doesn't necessarily mean that you could let your kids consume it. It doesn't mean that, you know, you can let your kids, you cannot have barriers for the kids touching illegal substances. So, accidental ingestions, obviously, you know, concern people. So, candies, baked goods must be simple to stamp. And, if it's granola or marijuana infused soda, you know, they have that. They also have marijuana powder that you could dissolve in water. Then there has to be small single serve bottles. They gotta look very, very different. So packaging says keep out of the reach of children, and blue kudu, which makes the marijuana infused chocolates. Wow, they look yummy. Owners had to buy the new molds so that they could have the actual diamond on it. All right, so that's, so if you guys go to marijuana, you'll notice a little bit of decoration on it. But you know what? I think it's good. I definitely support that move. We just really have to get our poop together to make sure these kids aren't taking it. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back. Give me the
news, I gotta. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we have two stories here that appear to be a blow-the-waist story. So let me just say that in case you have some kids listening, all right? This hit the news a few days ago where a man was bitten on his penis being reported by Fox News by a venomous spider, but this was the second time. A 21-year-old Australian man had been bitten by a venomous spider on his penis for the second time in 5 months. The man is identified as Jordan. He says, "I'm the most unlucky guy in the country at the moment." Now, according to Fox News, Jordan is a tradesman, was using a portable toilet at a worksite building in Sydney Tuesday. This was it a few days ago? When the redback spider hit, it's a redback. To me, I mean, to me, that looks like a black widow. But they call it a redback spider. Bit him pretty much the same spot. No. But a black widow has the red hourglass look on its stomach. So I think the redback, the Lactodectus haseleti, is different from the black widow. It looks like a black widow. And rather than the red being on the back, a black widow has it on its tummy. Anyway, so he, he bit him pretty much on the same spot. He was bitten the first time in the same location while going to the bathroom. He goes, I was sitting on the toilet doing my business, and I just felt the sting like I felt the first time. I was like, I can't believe it's happening again. I look down, and I've seen a few little legs come from around the rim. I would be screaming. Remember the toilets? I would be screaming about... See, I grew up... All right, so, you know, I grew up... I was born in L.A., then I kind of grew up in Phoenix, and we moved back and forth between Vegas and Phoenix, so I basically grew up in Phoenix and Vegas. And one thing about Phoenix were the Black Widows and the Scorpions. And Vegas had it too. And so I always knew that your toilet, no matter where your toilet was, you could have a Black Widow floating around, running around underneath. Oh, it's scary, scary stuff. Underneath the rim. And so I learned to lift up the seat. You know, I remember my brother making fun of me going, you know, girls don't lift up the seat. You know, and I go, no, because I'm checking for spiders. So I lift up the seat, and then I try to look below that rim area that you always have to clean with the toilet brush. And then if I knew that there was no spider, I would sit. Now, when I'm in a hurry, now that I'm older and I'm in a hurry to go pee, no, I don't look as often as I need to. So he lived. He's fine. But, you know, everybody says, look, if you don't bug the spider, like if you don't bug the bee won't bug you. No, that's not the case. Black widows do not like you. Or this redback spider, whatever the heck it is. Okay, now, remember, another thing too is Australia has very interesting venomous creatures. But here's story number two, so still keep your kids' ears closed. According to Daily Mail, there is a new species of a fly. And this new species of a fly has a double penis and tiny wings. And it's from Australia. This fly was discovered by accident in Kosciuszko National Park, Australia. The new species, Minipteryx robusti, has tiny wings and I guess cannot fly. I probably couldn't fly either if I had two genitals, honestly. Taxonomist believes that, now basically it's like a forked pelvic organ, and they say it compensates for its tiny wings. He's saying that scientifically, okay? It's a new species of a crane fly, and he has never seen this with 50 years on the job. They're showing me a picture. Oh, I see it. Oh, that's crazy looking. All right. Anyway, just look it up. Australian fly he said the fly was unable to fly because it had hardly any wings. Believe the fly's double-barreled penis compensated for the fact that it was unable to fly. So the advantage could be that the top hook gives a stronger hold when copulating. You know what? No, I'm confused. I don't think I see it. I really don't even know what I'm looking at here. This doesn't even look like a fly. I'm sorry, I don't even know what I'm looking at. This is so bad. It doesn't even look like a fly to me. You know, it looks like a louse. You know, lice. It looks like a little louse. And it's, I don't know. I don't know. I'll have to find some other pictures. Sorry about that. See, I took a lot of biology and entomology and botany. And so, you know, I'm really interested in animals and species and insects. So something like this, I'm like, okay, well, you know, what does it look like? I'd like to know what it looks like. Okay, so anyway, they call it Minipteryx robusta. Minipteryx because it has tiny wings, and robusta because it's very robust. The wings are highly unusual, measuring only one-tenth of its body length, making them nearly impossible to see without a microscope. Fine by me. I don't know. Now they're honing in on the picture. I still don't get it. I'm really sorry. All right. So anyway, Australia has a lot of scary snakes, scary spiders. So if you go there, I mean, and you see a fly like this, don't feel bad about being scared. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You have to admit, it is very interesting you know, how animals evolve and how insects evolve and how certain species, you know, have certain differences to allow them to, you know, evolve. You know, we were talking about natural selection and the Darwinian theory, you know, on my show earlier in the week. And so, you know, one thought I've always had, and remember, I took a lot of science in school, so I majored in biology, minored in chemistry, and then I went to medical school. And, you know, so one thought I always had is, let's say it's luck of the draw. So the whole Darwinian selection process, like, you know, in survival of the fittest, was, you know, you have two animals, we've talked about this. Let's say one animal can't fly. He has small wings. Another animal can. So all of a sudden the predator comes. So the animal that can fly away, and then can later have babies. And then those babies could hopefully fly as well because he has daddy's or mommy's genes. The animal that can't fly, all right, if it was an animal that should fly and doesn't have any other predator projections, will get eaten up by the predator, and so that animal will not have a chance to reproduce. So, you know, in its simplistic form, that's what survival of the fittest is, Darwinian selection, etc. But I always wondered, what if it's luck of the draw? So I'd be sitting there in class going, what if you had this colony of a bunch of, I don't know, species who are real idiots. I mean, you know, they make really bad mistakes. They just, I don't know. Yet they know how to reproduce and reproduce and reproduce. And this species reproduces, this animal species reproduces. And then you have a bunch of real adept, naturally selective, you know, Darwinian honors type, you know, animal species that gets wiped out by a natural process. So the ones that overpopulated that just seem to be lucky, well, my guess is that eventually they probably select out. I don't really know. So like you have here, you got a fly that can't fly. You have a fly that can't fly. How does that help? All right, 1-877-DOCK-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Constipation is something that many kids deal with. And one interesting report has come out that if kids have physical therapy, a certain therapy, they could treat their constipation. They have functional constipation. So there's certain exercises for posture, strengthening pelvic muscles, etc. So what's functional constipation? It's where the stool is soft enough. You're just not moving it out. Or you're scared to let it come out. A lot of kids, one of my kids had this also, where one time he had a painful bowel movement, so he never wanted to poop. So as soon as he felt that sensation when he was a baby or a kid, he tried to keep it in, keep it in, keep it in. He would even do a dance to keep it in. So researchers looked at 53 school-age kids with what's known as functional constipation. Could be caused by psychological, could even be caused by neurological, but it's usually not a physical or hormonal issue. And so they had received toilet training, education classes, and then another group with laxatives. And then a subset of 27 children were chosen at random, got physical therapy. After 6 months, 92% of the participants of the physical therapy group no longer had the functional constipation compared to 63% who didn't get the physical therapy. So, you know, physical therapy isn't just, okay, let's work on the knees, let's work on the shoulder. Physical therapy could work on any muscle group. Your pelvic floor, your diaphragm, your low back muscles, your abdominal muscles. And, you know, I see so many kids having issues, and then they're on laxatives, or then they get constipated and their bowel movements are painful. So I really like this idea. You know, and remember, we're pooping wrong. We're really not supposed to be sitting when we poop. We're supposed to be squatting, which is why you notice little babies, when they try and poop, they squat. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCK-DALLY.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we got more news about Zika here. The CDC is telling men at risk of Zika to put off procreation for at least 6 months. So, men, if you've been exposed to the Zika virus, and, you know, this to me isn't news per se, because they had made that recommendation already in the past, but they apparently It originally was the 8-week mark, and then when they found that Zika could hide out in the semen for months at a time, they had extended it to 6 months. So we are being reminded that now it is official. You are to wait at least 6 months before trying to conceive a child with a partner, even if you've never had any symptoms. So the CDC has previously recommended that only men with Zika symptoms had to wait that long. Now, it's if you've ever been exposed at all, even if you never developed symptoms, which makes sense because most people with Zika don't have symptoms anyway. The agency published revised recommendations based on new evidence indicating that the Zika virus can remain in semen longer than thought and can be spread by men even if they don't have symptoms. Now, I'm going to say I think the 6 months is still too early because remember they found two men, one with Zika in the semen for 188 days, another with 185 days, so that's over 6 months. You know, and you know, some of you will say, Dahlia, it's good enough. You know, if you tell somebody 6 months, they're roughly going to be fine. No, I don't see it that way. If you tell a man that he is not supposed to procreate, right, or have unprotected sex for 6 months, he is actually going to get a calendar. He is going to mark that day on the calendar when he is good to go. So I would probably extend this to 9 months, to be honest. Okay, and again, I'm not getting all the latest data, but with the last data saying 188 days, that's over 6 months. So I'm concerned about that. So the updated recommendations incorporate what's been learned since the previous guidance was released, according to the CDC. They say the new time period for couples to wait to attempt conception when the man has possible Zika exposure but no symptoms is expected to minimize the risk of sexual transmission around the time of conception and prevent possible early fetal exposure. That's the thing. They want to make sure that you don't have it and you don't give it to your lady who you're going to procreate with. So, and we don't want to get the birth defects, etc. So they say for couples planning to conceive who do not live in a place where the virus is actively spreading, the CDC recommends men who may have been exposed to the virus by traveling where the virus is being transmitted to wait 6 months before conceiving. So, the virus is in Latin America, Brazil, the Caribbean, Puerto Rico. It's also been in mosquitoes in the Pacific Islands, such as Fiji. There's also now recommendations in many Asian countries for pregnant women to maybe not travel there. For couples who live in a place where the virus is spreading, the CDC recommends men and women be tested if they develop any symptoms. Men who test positive should wait at least 6 months to try to conceive. Women who test positive should wait 8 weeks. Those who test negative, they say, should talk to their doctor. Again, here's the thing. They say women who test positive should only wait 8 weeks, but men 6 months. Didn't they just have a study where women could be carrying the virus in their vaginal fluids for months on end? So I wouldn't be surprised if women are going to be later told to wait also. And the reason why I'm making such a big deal about this, guys, is because, I can't stand you and I thinking about something going, well, you know, shouldn't they be doing this? And then all of a sudden the media reports it a couple weeks later. And you're like, well, guys, that's what we were just talking about. So, you know, if any of you are scratching your head, err on the side of conservatism, okay? So the guidelines are less specific for couples who live in a place kind of like Miami. Because Miami has an outbreak, but it's not as bad as some of the other places. So it's one of those things where it's like, well, look, the virus is the virus. And so, right now, I would say err on the side of caution. What I really would do is, I would say sit down with your medical provider or your OB, your gynecologist, and talk to them. Okay, and find out what they are advising. So, So they say Zika-related birth defects are likely higher than anticipated. And more Zika news, they say the risk posed by the Zika virus to developing fetuses is likely far greater than current estimates suggest, according to a top U.S. health official yesterday. Earlier this year, a U.S. analysis estimated the risk of microcephaly following a mother's infection with the virus during the first trimester of pregnancy at between 1% and 13%, said that figure does not include the overall risk or risk of birth defects. If you're talking about any congenital defect, I think it's going to be much higher than 13%. Yeah, so when they say anywhere between 1% and 13%, now, some of you are like, well, wait a second, I thought Zika was proven to cause microcephaly. Okay. It's kind of like all trees, you know, all apples grow on trees, but not all trees grow apples. What they're trying to do right now is all these cases of microcephaly that have shown up, if the baby is still alive, or if there's any tissue that they could test, they're seeing if Zika is in the body. Now, they can't do that if, you know, after a year or two or whatever, if somebody had a stillborn or a miscarriage. I mean, you know, they can't do that with every single test subject that unfortunately died. So nobody can still say 100%. And let's say you do have a baby with microcephaly that's alive and healthy, but, you know, still dealing with the neurological deficits of Zika. And you test their blood and there's Zika in the blood. Does that still mean 100% Zika caused that? What if Zika is Trojan horsing something else? What if it's not actually the Zika virus, but it's a manifestation of what happens when the body sees Zika? Remember we talked about Guillain-Barré, where you get the virus and then your body may try to attack the virus and they say, wait, to heck with this. You know, I'm going to just attack everything. And so then you end up, you know, having paralysis. You could even stop breathing. You could die. With Guillain-Barré, yeah, Zika might have been the inciting cause, but you could get Guillain-Barré by a bunch of different things. So where they're at now is they're finding not every baby with microcephaly, because there's some babies where they aren't seeing the Zika antibodies. Now, Zika virus may already be long gone and already fleeting and out of the baby, but they could still pick up on the antibodies. But what if, let's say, one trick to Zika is you don't mount an appropriate antibody response? So it will evade testing. I mean, there's a lot of different things going on. And the other thing that we spent a lot of time on is, remember that one gentleman that died of Zika, the first death by Zika in a 73-year-old gentleman that was battling prostate cancer, but battling prostate cancer very well, until he goes to Mexico, does some fishing, eats some turtle eggs, comes back to the United States, full-blown Zika at 100,000 times the level that we would see Zika do to somebody or manifest in somebody. And he ends up dying. And we're like, why was his Zika so much worse? Was it because he was, you know, on radiation therapy? Was it because he was taking some anti-androgenics? A lot of people dealing with prostate cancer, they're on a medicine to stop the testosterone production. That, it's pretty common medicine. It's not that immunosuppressive. It doesn't sound like he was on steroids. It doesn't sound like, you know, like a transplant patient. He was on major immunosuppressives. So the problem is we're still being duped by this. Okay? And you know, why is it killing somebody? Why is it 100,000 times the degree in some? How are some adults getting Guillain-Barré and some not? How are most people not feeling this? Now, Congress has approved $1.1 billion to fund research and efforts to contain Zika, so that's good. At least we're moving forward with that. As of about a couple weeks ago, Brazil has confirmed almost 2,000 cases of microcephaly linked to Zika. Another 3,000 cases are still under investigation. In the U.S., the virus has infected tens of thousands of people in Puerto Rico. The spread of the virus has gone to Miami, Florida, handful of locally transmitted cases. Right now, though, we haven't been hearing of too much more, hopefully. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this was an interesting report. Apparently, Ohio doctors, and I'm in Nevada, so San Diego, Nevada, are supposed to check patients' prescription histories against a state website before recommending prescription painkillers. And an audit had found in Ohio that some 12,000 physicians appear to be violating the policy. And the policy was aimed at stemming an opioid epidemic. So an August audit by the State Pharmacy Board identified the doctors who either weren't registered on the site or weren't using it properly. The panel turned the list over last week to the state medical board, which licenses the physicians, and has sent letters to all the doctors alerting them to potential violations. The total represents about one-third of Ohio physicians, and this is just Ohio. The crackdown comes, I guess, as Ohio is facing a drug overdose epidemic that's been tied in part to the ease of access to prescription opioids. So, medical board spokeswoman Tessie Pollock said the board's priority will be the 45 physicians who apparently prescribe painkillers to more than 200 patients during the month without running the required checks. Now, one of you will say, whoa, how are these guys writing painkillers to more than 200 patients? You know, what the heck is going on? Okay, well, if you are, let's say, a cardiologist, okay, or an ophthalmologist, yeah, that sounds high. If you are a pain management physician and you see 40 patients a day, right, and you give at least half of them, which a pain prescription, that's, what, 10 days of your month. So, you know, before everybody panics hearing that 45 physicians prescribe painkillers to more than 200 patients during the month, or they prescribe, you know, 200 patients, it is very, you could see 200 patients in a week. And depending on what your specialty is, you may be writing pain medication. And if it's a primary care doctor, I've seen about 30 patients a day. 30 patients a day with primary care, I probably wrote, maybe with pain medications, gosh, I might have had two or three a day that needed something for pain. They were either a chronic pain patient, they were taking off all their anti-inflammatories by their kidney doctor, they were in a car accident, they were, maybe I'd say one or two a day. Okay, so one or two a day of those, you know, what, 60, well, that could be, you know, so, you know, if you're a pain specialist, that number isn't high. Another provider could be, yeah. So the pharmacy board review found the top 25 physicians on the list failed to run the required report on a combined 7,500 patients. That included one doctor who prescribed painkillers to 705 patients in 1 month without running a single check. Now that is ridiculous, because here's my thing. If you are a pain management physician, then you know the rules. Okay, I mean, when you are very, very well aware of the rules, and your pain specialists are really good at making sure they drug screen, making sure they have patient contracts. So, you know, maybe these really weren't, you know, pain doctors. I mean, 705 patients in a month, that's a lot. So Pollock said serious violators could face license suspension or revocation, probation, or fines. Some of the violations could be minor, so the board plans to couple the enforcement crackdown with an education program that helps doctors understand how to use the site. Now, again, this is Ohio. Ohio State Medical Association, which represents physicians, said it doesn't believe 12,000 doctors are violating the law. You know, so what is this website? Well, in Nevada, what we have to do, and we were given explicit instructions, and, you know, we followed them, where if you were writing a new prescription, pain prescription, if you were writing a pain prescription over a certain amount of days, if you were writing a repeated one, you had to run a report to see if they were doctor shopping. And this report looked at how many times somebody had received pain prescriptions in the last year or so. So if a new patient walked in, you run this report, you see they just 2 days ago went to Dr. Smith, and now they're coming to Dr. Dahlia. I'm like, wait a second, you just got a whole bunch of medicine 2 days ago, which is very interesting. I got a call from a pharmacy. I've been teaching now. I got a patient from a pharmacy saying somebody's been using my name to try to get prescriptions. I was like, oh, no. So this person's in trouble. This, you know, so, you know, you have people out there that are, you know, doctor shopping. They are faking prescriptions. They are, you know, this is not good at all. So, you know, and you know, there has to be a crackdown on that. So, patient comes in, but my staff has to run the reports. They have to run the report and put it on the chart for me. So that is the first thing I get to see. Now, that was one, you know, again, when I had paper charts. Electronic, I guess then the medical provider is going to have to remember to click on. I'm not sure how you do it electronically if you are in your grid for the physical, but for us, we were still paper at the time, so it was great. The piece of paper was right there on top. I could take a peek at it. And what I told my staff to do is, because I was so afraid of violating this, I'm like, just run it on everybody I write a prescription for. Because just in case, I don't know if it's 5 days or they end, just run it on anybody who's going to get it. So we just, we just ran it, no matter what opioid prescription they were going to receive. And so, and you did that because you wanted to make sure that somebody, also you wanted to know what other prescriptions they might have been on that were a controlled substance. You really don't want to give an opioid to somebody taking Xanax. Many of you guys take Xanax and Valium with your pain pill all the time. But you really shouldn't do that because it could accentuate respiratory compromise. It could overly sedate you. So, somebody's like, yeah, I need more Lortab. Okay, well, Lortab wasn't really made anymore, so Vicodin. So I need more Vicodin. And I'm like, well, we can't because, look, you're taking, this, you're taking this, you're taking this, you're taking this. So I found it to be very, very useful. And I was scared. I was scared of the medical board. I didn't want to violate anything with the medical board. But why would then all these doctors be bucking it? What could be going on? Well, one is, I mean, it's not probably the most common reason, but, one reason could be, somebody's coming in. All right. The staff really shouldn't be having that large a conversation, with somebody in the waiting room. It used to be very easy where it's like, oh, you're coming to see the doctor. What do you need to see the doctor for? Well, I got a sore throat. Okay, sign here. I mean, remember, that's how it used to be in the olden days. So if somebody's like, yeah, I need a pain pill. And they won't tell the front desk that, and the front desk shouldn't be asking. So they go to the nurse, and they're like, oh, what are you here for? Oh, I want the doctor to look at my back. Okay. So then the patient sees the medical provider, so the medical provider doesn't have the form because nobody knew that the patient was getting a controlled substance. I mean, you could just run them on everybody willy-nilly, I guess, if you want. But now here's the doctor seeing the patient or the medical provider, and there's no documentation. And they're like, can I get a little something even if just for 5 days? So he writes it, and they leave. And nobody ever ran the report. So that could be one thing. Another thing is the doctor could have told, or the medical provider could have told the staff to do it, and they're not doing it. And since he just works in the grid of the patient record, where he has to just submit his physical, and then he clicks his signature and moves on to the next patient, he doesn't know. Or some doctors are saying, to heck with this, this is stupid. I always prescribe the medication. Like, for example, for me, when I saw the ruling, I did think it was going to be a little bit of a pain in the butt because I already, I mean, this shouldn't apply to me. I don't prescribe willy-nilly. I've been showing care this whole time. I don't think it's my fault that there's an opioid epidemic, but I still followed the rules because I didn't want to tick off the medical board, so absolutely. And it makes sense overall, but I was like, for me, it's moot. I'm still writing the same way I've always written, but it's nice to look. So you may have some other providers going, this is ridiculous. They're blaming the opioid epidemic on me managing people's pain. Because I can't give them ibuprofen that's going to wreck their kidneys and put them into heart failure? This is ridiculous. So you may have some providers say, to heck with this. So, if it helps, great. Do I think this is going to stop the opioid epidemic? No. People have pain. People want pain medications. They're going to get what they want. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.